1270, The Buzz. The Buzz. 1270 The Buzz welcomes you to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada, hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
Hello, and very glad to be back on this Saturday in Northern Nevada. Last week, we just kind of passed over it. I had laryngitis.
Yeah.
I couldn't talk.
And I offered to do the show, but you just weren't confident about that.
I just snubbed him. He called me. I said, well, just don't call him back.
I know that's what you were doing.
No, I didn't. We played one of the rewinds.
Okay.
I don't even know what it was. I didn't listen.
I didn't either.
Don't even listen.
Isn't that shameful?
I'm not sure what it was. But anyway, it was probably interesting, probably something that the folks out there hadn't heard before. But I'm glad to be back and feeling good. Watch yourselves out there. The scungy gunge is going around.
Well, your voice sounds good now, but
it's
Sean
better.
Can't talk now.
No, thank God. Not really. We like your input, Sean. Just do sign language. Oh, he's giving me the sign. Thank you.
Say something, Sean, so they can hear your voice.
Don't do it. Oh, he's giving me the finger now.
And what the heck is that all about?
So welcome. Thank you very much for joining us today on Broadview. My co-host, JP, is here with his attitude as always. And you can catch his column every week at jpattitude.com. Love your website. You got a new little character on there I see this week. Kind of cute.
Bad elephant, I call him.
Bad elephant.
The Republican elephant. I've got a...
kind of blue.
My moment of common sense is about some bad Republicans. So.
Oh, you're turning on your own, aren't you?
Turning on my own.
Turning on your own. You're going to eat your own now.
That's right.
It's happening, though. It's happening all over.
Politicians are politicians, aren't they?
Politicians.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. And now Roseanne Barr.
No, is she really running?
She's actually going to do it. I saw it on the news. She's actually running on the Green Party.
I was hoping she was just thinking about it and wouldn't actually do it.
I'm thinking of starting my own party. Call it the American Party. What's wrong with that? All right? What's wrong with that? Everybody else is starting a party.
Yeah, why don't we?
I like parties.
Can I be your running mate?
I'm not sure on that.
What would we call the party?
American Party. Why isn't there an American Party? I mean, doesn't that make sense?
I don't know. That seems kind of...
Kind of what?
I don't know. Conceited to call yourself the American Party?
Well, hey, we're all Americans. Why couldn't it be the American Party?
Yes.
You know, nobody knows what side to jump on.
I would not want to run for office. That's the honest truth.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to vote, but I'm going to. Because you don't know really what's real anymore.
I can't stop myself from being offensive, number one.
Well, you are very offensive.
You can't be a politician and go out there and offend people every day.
Well, they lie. They seem to be doing it all right.
Oh, Gingrich does. That's right.
Yeah. But he's someone I like the best so right now.
Do you really still?
I don't know. I just think he is more real. He's been through a lot. And he does have an agenda like we all do, you know. I have an agenda for getting up in the morning.
I'm not a big Gingrich fan. You know that.
Well, what fan are you now? I mean, Mitt Romney's
really
going down.
I'm really
not
a fan of any of the ones who are left. And I guess I'm leaning towards Romney out of all of them.
But he's going downhill.
He's starting to come back in Michigan.
I've got a story on it. Well, we'll see if he's coming back in Michigan. I mean, he was born there, right?
Yeah.
If they don't vote for him, I say give it up.
Yeah, but it's not really his home state. It's like somebody was talking about that the other day.
Well, it's not mine either. I was born there, but it's not really my
home
state.
Like Gingrich says, well, if Romney doesn't win his home state, Michigan, he's no good. Well, Gingrich, what is your home state? You were born in Pennsylvania. You did your politicking in Georgia, and now you live in Virginia. Well,
you just sling the mud when it fits.
That's right.
That's all. You just sling it when it fits.
Yeah.
But we will get to politics a little bit later on. Right now, let's talk about some world things going on. Kabul. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Two NATO soldiers shot. They were killed by an Afghan security official inside the Interior Ministry of Kabul yesterday afternoon. Now, the deaths prompted Marine General John R. Allen, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, to recall all NATO personnel working in Afghan ministries. They're recalling all the personnel there. Four NATO service members have been killed in the last week.
Yeah. Wasn't there 12 in one day?
Yeah, 12 troops? In one day. Since the U.S. military burned Apollo Corans. Now let's talk about this a little bit. This is unbelievable.
It's hard not to be angry talking about it.
Well, I'm angry at them for doing it. That's ridiculous. I don't want to see
people. Are you serious?
I am serious. They have no right to do that.
To what?
To burn the Koran.
Well, the prisoners were using the Korans to write messages in to send messages to each other.
Oh, please.
So they're obviously...
Take them away.
Abused the privilege
Take
of
them
having
away.
Them.
Give them to the local library. I don't know. I wouldn't want to see somebody burning the Bible if that's what I feel for.
People burn Bibles all the time.
Well, that's not right.
You know what? They sent some Bibles over to Afghanistan and the military burned them all. Nobody had a protest. It's just pieces of paper, people.
No, it isn't just pieces of paper. And what, to some people, it is everything they live for, everything they believe in, and that should stand.
Well, when I see grown men jumping up and down and screaming because the U.S. military burned some Korans.
Well, why didn't they do it in secret? What'd they do, take it out in the middle of the square and burn it? I mean, there's no reason to make a public display of it.
Well, that was a mistake, right?
The big mistake.
If you want to dispose of them, dispose of them. Don't give them to the...
Like I said, give them back to the
Muslim
local library.
Muslim Afghanis to dispose of. That's just ridiculous.
Pound them down the rat holes. I don't know. But to make a public display of it is just not right.
And there is one thing that doesn't make sense. They say that they were using the Korans to write secret messages to each other.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, why did they burn them at all? Why wouldn't they give them to the CIA and say, hey, figure out what these guys have been sending to each other?
They probably didn't really even burn them. That's probably what they did with them. Unbelievable. Six protesters, a police officer, were killed in the western province of Herat when demonstrators tried to storm the U.S. consulate. Local officials said at least one protester also was killed in Kabul as hundreds marched towards the presidential palace, according to police. Another one was killed in Baghlan, in the province north of the capital, somewhere in there. At each demonstration, the men shouted, "Death to America!" demanded the Taliban promptly claimed, of course, responsibility for the attack, saying the shooter was an insurgent infiltrator in the Afghan security forces. What do you think?
I think they act in the Middle East like they all have mad cow.
This is like a movie.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know it doesn't.
I mean, they're not. When I say they're jumping up and down, they're literally jumping up and down in place like crazy people.
They are crazy people. What do you mean?
As far as I know, the proper means of disposing of a Koran is to burn it anyway. So I don't know what the big deal is about.
Who decided what was the proper way to dispose? And why should they dispose of them anyway? Like you say, give them to the CIA, give them to the library. I don't care. No, they shouldn't have made a public display.
They're paper. They don't last forever. So they have
like
to be disposed of occasionally.
The flag is just a piece of material, too.
Right. And there's a proper way of disposing of it?
There's no proper way. You do it in your own way. But they were making a display of it to increase the fear and anxiety.
No. Yes. Where'd you get that?
That's my own mind.
They just burned them, and then there were some scraps left, and that's what the Afghani helpers saw was scraps of the Koran in the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to save them. I don't know what they were trying to save them for.
Just so they could
I
say
shouldn't
they
be
tried.
Laughing, right? That's what, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I don't think you're crazy. It just, you know what? I just don't know. I just think the whole world's gone nuts.
Yeah.
I think the U.S. is crazy for doing that, making a display, and I don't know what's going on with the Afghans. I mean, the security, what are they, all Taliban now? I mean, what's going on with that?
And the number of apologies, come on.
Oh, I mean, how many
President Obama, you didn't need to send a letter on this.
I even apologized.
Did you send a letter?
Sorry, I watched TV on it, you know. I'm going to send a letter tomorrow. I know it, huh? Well, he's just trying to keep the peace. I understand that, but...
And then I hear that the crowds are rushing the military base.
They're rushing.
I'm thinking, like, how does a crowd of civilians rush a military base? Isn't that like suicide?
They get up and run.
Shoot them. They're rushing the military base.
Stop it.
What
Shoot
the heck?
Them. Well, it's not like it was a peaceful protest.
No, it wasn't. They've killed a bunch of troops.
It's insane.
Okay, so maybe it's time to come home.
Well, that's what I say. I was just going to say that, but I thought, you know, everybody out there listening to me say, just get out. Just get out. Just leave them. Syria, you know, and now Hillary's gone over there to say, yeah, we're against you too, Syria, and we demand you to stop killing your people. I don't know. In my mind, I say we got enough problems over here, and I know there's world partners, there's NATO, there's, you know, all the BS. But hey, they don't want us over there. Get out.
It's kind of what I'm thinking now.
Get out.
We did it. We did what we had to do.
We tried what we tried to do.
The leadership and the fanatical Muslims are not going to help out. They're going to continue to suicide bomb and make us the villains.
They've been doing it for how many years?
So it's time to come
home. How many centuries? How
many,
you know? It goes on and on and on. And I'll tell you, I've been enjoying some other shows locally that have been being recorded. One in particular, we talked about Boone Cutler with Tipping Point and a lot more on the veterans, and I just get more and more of a bad feeling of sending our men over there, and when they come back, they're forever changed. And not to a good point.
Yeah.
They're changed. They're desperate. They're angry. They're confused.
In a lot of ways, the very best of us are in the military. Those are the best people. And it just drives me crazy to think of 12 men in one day who died over some scraps of paper found in the ashes. That's ridiculous.
It's more ridiculous than that. I mean, that's just one day. That's just one 15-minute period.
Right.
Think of all of it. We send our best over there, and they come back crippled, crazy, depressed, suicidal. Does it make any sense anymore?
If the Taliban takes back over and harbors Al-Qaeda again, and Al-Qaeda comes and attacks us again, okay, we'll go back and do the same thing. But right now, I don't think we're ever going to pacify them and turn them into civilized Democrats. They
do
just
we want
aren't
to be,
interested in it.
Do we want them to be civilized Democrats?
I feel
Democrats?
Sorry for the women, because the way the Taliban treats women is horrible.
Well, I think they got an underground movement going on.
But I'm not sure we can fix it.
Well, we can't fix it. You can't fix nobody. Nobody can fix nobody else.
We can build schools all we want, but the Taliban sit right outside the perimeter waiting for the women to come out of the school so they can kill them.
Yeah, it's crazy. And we don't know all the details. Definitely we don't. Don't try to know all the details. We couldn't. But it sure seems just for naught. Seems like for what? Mm. What are we doing?
We got Al-Qaeda out of there, so it wasn't for naught. Right now, I'm
not
sure.
Yeah, well, they're not out of there. They're not out of there.
Well, they're hiding in Pakistan.
Oh, how do you know?
You don't hear much from Al-Qaeda anymore.
Yeah, they're infiltrating. What do you think? They've been doing it for years. Well, on another note, President Nelson Mandela was hospitalized. Did you see that?
I saw
that.
But
he's okay. He's okay. He was hospitalized yesterday, and they took a test. He had stomach ailments. They're not sure what it is. 93 years old. What an icon.
That's my parents' age.
Yeah. Unbelievable. He's still tying his own shoes. Which is wonderful.
I'm not sure that's a great bragging point there.
It is at 93, I think. Nobel Peace. He got the Nobel Peace Prize. He was in prison. I mean, what a man. Served a 15-year term as the South African first black president, 1994. So he's going to be okay, though, which is interesting.
Yeah.
He still has the power to influence all of Africa. He's quite...
Yeah, people.
Quite a human being.
One of those people, when he talks, people listen.
You know, like Gandhi. Oh, I guess we got to take a break. He's mouthing because he can't talk.
Come on, Sean, you can talk.
We will take a break, and we'll be right back with more on Broadview. JP, and I'm Jay Davis. Thanks for joining us.
The Buzz.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Nevada National Guard and aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Attorney Joey Gilbert here with an important Get Real message. Every day our local law enforcement put their lives on the line to protect us. The sad truth is, in 2011, over 140 officers were killed in the line of duty. So I'm calling out Northern Nevada to a no-limit Texas Hold'em charity poker tournament where all proceeds benefit the preservation and memory of fallen officers. Join me February 25th at the Club Cal Neva in downtown Reno starting at 6 p.m. with $50 buy-ins and $20 rebuys. February 25th, 6 p.m., Club Cal Neva. Charity poker tournament benefiting fallen officers. Visit policeunitytour.com or call 877-777-7303.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Hello to you. Thank you for joining us on Broadview. We're kind of discussing world hot topics this week. And I noticed, JP, you say it's been in the news for a year.
Right.
Where have I been? But they just found they've been drilling in Antarctica. The Russians have, Russian scientists, for a long time. A
couple years.
Yeah, a long time. And they found Lake Vostok.
Vostok.
Vostok. It's a major discovery. They're so happy to have been the first since we beat them to the moon. They're so happy they finally got something first. Scientists have been anticipating around the world of what might be down there. They're looking for the microbial life forms that are not visible to the naked eye that existed before the ice age. I mean, this is an old, old lake, they say. And they're looking at life as if it were, you know, ice-crusted moons of Jupiter or Saturn.
Right.
Polar ice caps where conditions could be similar, they're saying. Yeah. So they don't know what they're going to find under there. Kinds of creepy little things, probably, I'm sure.
I'll tell you one thing. That water is the cleanest water in the world. They should bottle that stuff and sell it.
It has to be. Unless there's a lot of old
dripping
animal
from glaciers from a million years ago.
Lots of caucuses in there.
Caucuses.
160 miles long, 30 miles across at the widest point. Kind of like Lake Ontario. You can relate to that being from Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah. It lies about 3.8 kilometers beneath the surface, the largest in a web of nearly 400 known subglacial lakes in Antarctica.
Right.
And they say that the lake is warm, you know, underneath because of geothermal energy.
Warm enough for life, mm-hmm. anyway. You and yeah. I probably wouldn't want to swim in it.
Can't even imagine.
I know. It's kind of interesting, and I mm-hmm. still would like to drink it.
Well, go right on.
There are companies
I'm sure they'll like some volunteers for that.
Who sell ice cubes from glaciers and stuff, and they make some good money doing that. Is that a silly way to look at it? Is
it's
good
crazy
drinking
way to
water?
Look at it. Crazy way to look at it.
I don't trust my drinking water anymore. And
well, you can trust the drinking water here.
Yeah. Here, where?
Reno.
Why is that?
Because I told you, I know the water man. I know the water man.
Oh, because you know him. The water's safe.
I know
safe.
The water man. No, he knows it's safe.
Okay.
It is. It's the best water. It's top water around the country.
Top
check
water.
It out. Check it out wherever you want to do. Low arsenic and everything. And there are other places. Well, try some water down in L.A. It tastes like the rubber on your shoe.
I did. Yeah, it was
oh,
nasty.
Oh, my God, it's nasty. Yeah. So, yeah, this could be good. Temperatures on the Vostok station on the surface above have registered to the coldest ever recorded on the Earth, minus 89 degrees Celsius. That's about 128 degrees Fahrenheit.
They were going to break through
minus.
To that lake last year, and then all the other countries, the scientists came and said, you know, you can't just drill into this lake. It's pristine. It's a million years with no contact. If you break through the surface into the lake, you'll pollute it with all the oil you use for lubricants and everything else.
Lubricants?
So then they put it aside until this year and figured out, how can we drill into this lake without messing it up?
And how did they?
They're sucking the pressure out of the top of their drill.
Okay.
And so that when they do break through, the pressure will be high at the lake and low up above. So everything is going to come out. Nothing's going to go into the lake. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't quite to me, but still seems to me like they're going to get the lake dirty.
Of course they are. We've dirtied up everything we've ever come across on this
How
planet.
How do you drill into something without getting it dirty?
The Russian team reached the lake just before they had to leave at the end of the Antarctic summer session. So, way to go.
Yeah
Russia.
Yeah, it's starting to come on winter there.
Yeah, for sure. Also, the Costa Concordia, you know, the crippled cruise ship, 5 more bodies were found.
Is it still laying there?
Yeah, still laying there.
What do they do about that? How do you?
Well, they're trying to figure out a way to get... What do you do? You can't get a crane
yeah,
to pull
how
it
do
up.
You put that thing back up?
I have no idea. I think they have to take it apart. That's what I would say. I mean, what else can they do?
There's usually people who figure out how to float them again, but that seems like a mighty big job. It's sitting on the bottom of the... Harbor
is it
there.
On the bottom, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So you have to drag it and turn it up again.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be able to do that. I mean, maybe. I don't know. You know, I mean, the mind gets going. The human mind can be very genius. So maybe they'll come up with some, but 5 more bodies were found. And they're going to